Philippians chapter 2. Therefore, if there is any comfort in the Anointed One, if any consolation of love, if any fellowship of spirit, if any tender mercies and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same opinion, having the same love, being in unity, having the same understanding. Don't do anything through rivalry or through selfish ambition, but having humility, each one should consider the other better than himself. Each one of you should not look out for his own interests only, but each of you should also look out for the interests of others. You should have the mindset which the Anointed One Jesus had, who, existing in the form of God, did not consider equality with God something to be retained. Instead, he emptied himself, taking on the form of a servant, even being made into the likeness of men. Then, being found in human form, he humbled himself even further and became obedient even to death. Yes, the humiliating, painful death of the cross. For this reason also God has highly exalted him and has given him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee would bow, of heavenly beings, of earthly beings, and beings under the earth, and so that every tongue would confess that Jesus, the Anointed One, is the supreme authority to the glory of God the Father. So then, my beloved, even as you have always obeyed the Lord, not only when I was present, but now much more in my absence, be working out your own salvation with reverent fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to desire and to do what pleases him. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may be without defect or mixture, children of God without faults in the middle of the corrupt and depraved generation of this world, among whom you shine like heavenly stars. Display through your living the results of the word of God's life, so that I will have something to boast about in the day of the Anointed One, showing that I did not run in vain, nor labored without results. Yes, and if it happens that my life's blood is poured out as a sacrifice in the service of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. In the same way, you too should be glad and rejoice with me. But I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you soon, so that I also may be cheered up when I learn about your condition. For I have no one else who thinks just as I do, who will genuinely care for your welfare. For everyone else just seeks some personal benefit, not caring about what is important to Jesus, the Anointed One. But you have seen his character, that as a child works with his father. This is the way that he served with me in the good news. Therefore, I hope to send him right away, as soon as I see what is going to happen with me. But I trust in the Lord that I myself will come soon also. I thought it was necessary to send Epaphroditus to you, my brother, fellow worker, and fellow soldier, who is your messenger, whom you sent to take care of my needs, since he was longing after you all, and was distressed because you heard that he was sick. In fact, he was very sick, and almost died. But God had mercy on him, and not only on him, but also on me, so that I wouldn't have sorrow on top of sorrow. Therefore, I have sent him with more urgency, so that when you see him again, you can rejoice, and so I too could be free from sorrow. Receive him, therefore, in the Lord with great joy, and respect him, because he came near to death for the work of the Anointed One, risking his life to serve me in a way which you were unable to do personally. This is the end of Philippians chapter 2. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.